Yesterday, on All Saints' Day, we were inspired by St. Dominic Savio's burning desire to be a saint. More than a fish desires water, our souls are longing, are thirsting to be united perfectly with God forever in heaven. Yesterday, I was wearing white vestments, symbolic of the joy we share with all of our friends and family members who have already made it home to heaven, who are right now beholding the face of the triune God. The white vestments we were wearing symbolized our solidarity with the great multitude who were wearing, according to yesterday's first reading, white robes, a sign of their victory that they get to wear in heaven. Today, on All Souls Day, our focus is different. Today, we are united with our deceased brothers and sisters who are not yet in heaven. Many of our family members and friends who have died are still undergoing a time of purification, a holy cleansing of their souls, so that they will soon be able to see God face to face. This condition of being purified is called purgatory. And one of the greatest sufferings during this time of purgation is that their longing to be in heaven is intensified by 100%. You thought yesterday we had a burning desire to be a saint. I can tell you the burning desire of the holy souls in purgatory to be united with God in heaven is so much greater than ours, because they know with absolute certainty that they will be a saint, but just not yet. Not until they are completely purified. They cry out with the psalmist from purgatory, "My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God." Psalm 63. They cry out with Psalm 42, "My soul is thirsting for the living God. When shall I see him face to face?" They cry out with the psalm from yesterday, from Psalm 24, "Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face." Today, on All Souls Day, the sacred ministers are wearing either violet or black vestments. Because as St. Paul says in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 26 and 27, when one member suffers, all the members suffer together. And so just as we were wearing white vestments yesterday because we were in solidarity with our brothers and sisters wearing white robes in heaven, so the black or violet color of vestments shows our solidarity with the holy souls in purgatory, that we are united with them in their suffering. We are united to them in our penance. So when one of our brothers and sisters in Christ is undergoing purification, we're all suffering with them. And our prayers and sacrifices for our brothers and sisters in purgatory really, really help them. As we can see today from the Old Testament book of Maccabees. In a famous battle that took place between the army of the Jews and the army of Gorgias, the governor of Idumea, in that famous battle, several Jewish soldiers lost their lives. And when the captain of the Jewish army, Judas Maccabeus, went to prepare their bodies for proper burial, he discovered that the fallen Jewish soldiers were wearing under their suit of armor medals of pagan idols. Uh-oh. So what did Judas Maccabeus decide to do? He decided to pass the collection basket. He took up a collection among his soldiers and sent 2,000 silver drachmas to Jerusalem to provide for an expiatory sacrifice, which means a sacrifice that takes away sins. And the Bible says that by having a sacrifice offered in Jerusalem to take away the sins of the dead soldiers, Judas Maccabeus acted in a very excellent and noble way. For if he were not expecting the fallen to rise again, it would have been useless and foolish to pray for them in death. But he did believe the fallen to rise again. He did believe that it would be powerful to pray and make sacrifices for his fallen soldiers, to ask the Lord to blot out their sins. And so the Bible says, thus he made atonement for the dead, that they might be freed from their sin. This is exactly what we do three times by offering these three masses on All Souls Day. St. John Chrysostom tells the story of Job from the Old Testament, and he says that Job's sons were having a little bit too much fun partying on Saturday night. So Job the father made sacrifice, begging that his son's sins might be blotted out. And St. John Chrysostom says, if Job's sons were purified by their father's sacrifice, why would we doubt that our offerings for the dead help to bring them some consolation? St. John Chrysostom says, let us not hesitate to help those who have died and to offer our prayers for them. This is exactly what we do for our brothers and sisters today on this All Souls Day. For all of our brothers and sisters who have died, still undergoing this process of purification, we offer prayers and make sacrifices for them. And what we do for them in love today, I humbly pray and hope that someone, somewhere, will do the same for us after we have died. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May their souls and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen.